We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Beis, and we're in the middle of the paragraph. It's page 360, the fourth line down. Rav Nosson Salah, in this paragraph, had gone into showing the connection between Tefillah and the Avos HaKadoshim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And Rav Nosson Salah explained, based on what Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran in the second half, chapter 84, Rabbeinu Zal there defines tefillah, and he defines certain important elements of tefillah, and Rav Nosson Salah had made the connection between what it says there and Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu. And now we go on to Yaakov Avinu. Page 360, the right-hand column, about four lines down. We mentioned earlier that Avraham and Yitzchak, they had defects in their offspring. Avraham Avinu had a Yishmael, Yitzchak Avinu had an Esav, and they had to combat the negative effects of Yishmael and Esav. Yishmael and Esav represent the Malchus of Klipa, the Malchus of the Sitrachra. Whereas Yaakov, hoya mitosoi shlema b'li shum psul. Whereas about Yaakov Avinu, the Torah tells us that his bed was perfect, without any blemish. V'alkein ikra hatikun alidei Yaakov. And it's for this reason that Yaakov Avinu is the one who's in the best position to correct, to rectify things. Ki Yaakov hu b'chinas shlemus tikun atfila. Yaakov Avinu represents perfection of the tikkun of tefillah. Shehu liyached hashchino imdoida, which is, what is the mission, what is the ultimate purpose of tefillah? It is to unite the Shechina with its beloved. The term Shechina is used to refer to Kaviyochel, the queen of Hashem, the Malchus, whereas Doido in this context here refers to Kutshebrichu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel, the male aspect of Hashem. We know that there is definitely no such thing, Chas V'Shalom, as male and female by Hashem, but that's the terminology that's used in order for us to be able to relate to it. V'zeh Zocho Yaakov B'Shleimos. And Yaakov Avinu was zeche to accomplish this to the highest degree, to bring about this union between Hashem and the Shechina. Ki zocho lemito shleimo b'li shum psul. He was zeche that his bed was perfect, no blemish. Shaydeze goram yichud v'zivug elyon. And this gave him the ability to bring about the union, the heavenly union. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, when Yaakov Avinu was getting ready to leave the world, vayishtachu Yisrael al roish hamito, that Yaakov Avinu bowed towards the head of the bed, and the Gemara and the Zohar HaKadosh tell us, based on that pasuk, shehoisa mito shleima, that this implies that Yaakov Avinu's bed was perfect, vohoisa hashchina shoire al mito seitomid, and the spirit of Hashem hovered over his bed all the time. Ki goram yichud v'zivug elyon, because he brought about this heavenly union, shu b'chinas mito shleima, which is also referred to as the perfect bed. V'alkein yotza mimenu yud beis shvotim, and this is also why from Yaakov Avinu came forth 12 tribes, shehem keneged yud beis brochois emtsoyois shebetfila, corresponding to the 12 middle blessings of the Shmon Esrei, Shebohem klulim kol hatchinois ubakoshois, in which are included all the possible requests and all the possible things that we ask of Hashem, Shehem ikar hatfila, which are the main part of the Shmon Esrei, of tfila the Shmon Esrei. Ki gimel rishonos v'gimel achronos, because the first three brachas of Shmon Esrei, Mogan Avram, Mechayim Esim, and Hokel HaKodesh, and the three last brachas of Shmon Esrei, which are Hamachzir Shchinase Letzion from Moedim, and Hatoiv Shimuch Olochanu Elohidois, and Hamavorech Esam Yisrael Basholoim, Heim Shvochim. Those six blessings are praises of Hashem, which are an important part of our prayer, but that's an independent piece, where we praise Hashem, we show our appreciation to Hashem. That's the three opening brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, and the three closing brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei. Lifnei hatfila ulachreho. K'moy Shem Razal, as the Gemara points out in brachas, page 34. Aval ikar hatfila, whereas the meat of the tefila, the meat of Shemoneh Esrei, heim yudbeis emtsoyus, are the 12 middle blessings, which begin from atochoinen liodom das, keneged yudbeis shvotim, which correspond to the 12 tribes. Sheheim bechinas mito shlema, they represent this perfect bed. Bechinas hazivug hanasa al yedei atfila, they represent the heavenly union, the heavenly mating, which is brought about through tefila. We find Rabbeinu Zal, this terminology is used throughout the Zohar HaKodesh, throughout Sifrei Kabbalah. Rabbeinu Zal uses this terminology also in chapter 9 in Likutei Moran, where he speaks about the Gemara that says that a person's zivug is as difficult to come by as the splitting of the Red Sea. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that we know the Red Sea was split into 12 lanes, which represent the 12 paths of tefillah of the 12 shvatim. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that to the degree that a person succeeds in tefillah, to that degree they bring about the zivug in heaven, kaviyochel. And to that degree, they're zeichet to their own zivug. And he quotes a pasuk there. The pasuk says, soilu loroichev bo'arovois. Soilu means give praise to the one who rides in the heavens, referring to Hashem. The Zohar HaKadosh shows that roichev refers to kutche brichu, arovois refers to the Shechina. The Zohar HaKadosh shows that. So, soilu, we give praise, through our giving praise, through our tefillah, we bring about this heavenly union between Roichev and Arovois, between Kudsh Brichu and the Shechina. Ve'elu hayudbeis emtsoyos heim chutz birkas haminim. These 12 brachos in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei are besides an additional bracha, which is the bracha v'lamalshinim al tehi sikva, which is the bracha about the apikursim, where we ask Hashem to eliminate those who deny Hashem, those who speak again, blasphemize Hashem and the tzaddikim. Ki kol hayud beis emtsoyos shehim klal hatfila hi lahachnia haminim v'amalchus harishoa. Because the whole purpose of those 12 middle brachos, the whole purpose of the essence of our tefillah is to bring about the downfall, the elimination of the apikursim, who are synonymous with the malchus of evil. Shehem bechinas gadlus, they represent arrogance, gaiva, as we mentioned in the previous year. She bechinas avodah zarah uminus, which is associated with idol worship and atheism. So there are actually 13 brachas in the middle over there. Nimtza, we see therefore, she'ikr shleimus hatfi, it's 12 against 1. Nimtza, she'ikr shleimus hatfila, shehu hayichud hu'elyoin, hu'alidei b'chinas Yaakov. We see therefore that the real perfection of tefila, which is to bring about that heavenly union, is accomplished via Yaakov Avinu. V'alkein tfilois ovois tiknum. And this is why the Gemara makes this statement, our prayers, our forefathers have perfected them, have established them. Ki kol hatfila tzricha liois kolul mishloisha ovois. Because every tfila has to be combined from each one of the three forefathers, as we explained earlier. Dahainu, number one, we said Avram Avinu represented lehischaber ulehisdabek l'Hashem Yisborach, the deep love and affection and attachment to Hashem. That's what Avram Avinu represented. Shezeo bechinas Avraham. Number two, ulehispalil bekoyach ugvura. We said when a person's davening, they have to put power behind their punch. They have to make sure to intensify, to put their heart into it, to put all the energy of their entire body into it. Kol atzmoisai toimarno Hashem mikamoicha. That's the koyach and gvura shezehu bechinas Yitzchak, which is represented by Yitzchak Avinu. He is the midah of gvura, person who was willing to kill himself for Hashem. V'ho'ikr, and most important of all is liyached kutshebrichu shchintei b'shleimus, to bring about the complete, the perfected union between Hashem and the Shechina, sheze b'chinas Yaakov, which is represented by Yaakov Avinu, shezocho lemito shleima. He's the one who is zeche to a complete bed, to a perfect bed, which represents this pure, this complete union. Hilchas Tfila, Halacha Hey, paragraph Gimel. Paragraph Gimel. Now, in this next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to do something very special. He's going to show the exact connection, the parallel between the 12 tribes, the 12 Shvatim, and the 12 Brachos in Shmoneh Esrei, the one-to-one relationship. And this is something I don't know if it's found in any other sefer. Very special. Vehine biarnu, Rav Nosson Zal says, we explained earlier, Sheyud Beis Emtsoyos, that the 12 middle brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei, besides Velamal Shinim, Heim Keneged Yud Beis Shiftei Bnei Yaakov, correspond to the 12 tribes. Sheheim Bechinas Mito Shlema, they represent a complete bed. Sheheim Iker Hatfila, and they represent, those 12 brachas are the main, the essence of tefillah, where we present all of our requests to Hashem, the full spectrum. V'ato, and now, Nevayer b'chazdei Hashem b'protius, with Hashem's help, we will explain in detail Yud Beis Brochos Emtsoyos, those 12 middle brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, Eichem Keneged Yud Beis Bnei Yaakov, exactly how they correspond to the 12 sons of Yaakov Avinu. Brocha Aleph, the first brocha, mea Yud Beis Emtsoyos, of those 12 middle ones, Hu Ato Choinein Liodom Das, is where we beg Hashem to give us das, intelligence, sechel. He keneged Ruvain, that corresponds to Ruvain, ki Ruvain al shem horeia, because we know that there are several reasons given as to why he was called Ruvain, and all of them relate to seeing. Ru, liros, to see. Kemoshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says, that his mother said, ki ro'o Hashem boni, Hashem has seen my suffering, my pain, in that I was taken as a second wife, Leah, you know, who wasn't Yaakov Avinu's real intended wife, supposedly. And that's why she named her first son Reuven, ki ro'o, Hashem saw. That's one reason. U'kamoy Shom Razal, and the Gemara in Brachas, page 7, gives another reason. Re'u bein bni leben chami. She said, look at the difference between my son and my father-in-law's son, Lavan's son, Esav. He was also a bechoyer, and when it came time for him to give up his bechoyer, he was ready to kill his brother afterwards, even though he sold it fair and square. Whereas my son Reuven, when he had to relinquish the bechoyer to Yosef HaTzadik, he didn't want to murder him or anything. So we see that in both of these explanations, Reuven is Miloshin Re'ia, to see. Ure'ia hu bechinas hadas. And seeing is related to the intellect, the sechel, the das. Komei shekosu, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, chapter 1, V'libi ro'o harbe chochma v'das. My heart has seen a lot of chochma and das. So we see that das is related to re'ia. U'kama shekosev, and as we find by Adam and Chava, when they ate from the Eitz Hadas, the Pasuk says, V'tipokachno einei shnehem. The eyes of both of them were opened up. But it uses the word V'tipokachno. Pikeach means someone who's smart. Das. U'pirish Rashi, l'inyan hadas. Rashi says over there that this refers to das, the Eitz Hadas, ki einayim al shem ha-chochma ne'mar, because the eyes refer to chochma, das, etc. Okay, so we see how the first bracha in Shmon Esrei, the bracha for Das, is related to Reuven. The second bracha, Hashivenu, for Tshuva, Keneged Shimon, corresponds to Shimon. Shenikro al Shem, he was given the name Shimon because his mother said, Ki Shoma Hashem Ki Snua Anoichi. Hashem heard that I was hated, I was disliked. Ze bechinas habal tshuva. And this is related to the concept of a bal tshuva, shenilkad tchila b'chatoim, who during an earlier part of his life was trapped in sins, fell into sins, v'alkein hu sonui be'enei Hashem u'be'enei atzmoi. And therefore he became disliked by Hashem, in Hashem's eyes and in his own eyes. He's not happy with himself. U'kishashem yisborach oizroi, and when Hashem helps the Baal Tshuva, u'mis oirer b'tshuva, and he's aroused to do tshuva, azai Hashem yisborach marachim olov al bizyoinoi shehu sonu kolkach. Then Hashem has pity on him for his embarrassment, that he feels so embarrassed and rejected. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says there, Ki shoma Hashem ki snua anochi, because Hashem heard that I was disliked, that I was in this bad way, and Hashem decided to bring me close. Bechinas, as the pasuk says also in Tehillim chapter 38, ki ksolai molu nikla, because my intestine, my insides are full of shame and embarrassment. Meaning, shehu mevuza v'niklo b'enei atzmoi. Dovid HaMelech was saying that he's embarrassed to himself. He's ashamed and embarrassed for himself because of his sins of the past. Bechinas, as the pasuk says also in Mishlei chapter 14, gam l're'ehu yisno rosh, shehu harosh mitoyro u'maisim toivim. That also to his friend, the rush, the poor person is disliked. And when it says poor person here, it means a person who is poor in Torah and mitzvahs, Torah and good deeds. V'alze mevakshim. And this is what we plead with Hashem. Shashim yisborach yirachem v'yishma ki snu anochi. That Hashem should have pity on me and he should hear that I'm hated, I'm disliked, al yidei ma'asei haroim, as a result of my misdeeds. V'achzireini b'shuva shleima lefano. And Hashem should help me to return to him to do a complete shuva. Rav Nosson Zal's bringing posuk after posuk to show the connection between Shimon, that posuk, ki shoma Hashem ki snua anoichi, and the bracha of Hashiveinu, the bracha for tshuva. And this is also, we find when Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's about to pass away, and he's giving the brachas to the different tribes, he says about Yehuda, Shema Hashem Koil Yehuda, listen, again that Shema, that word Shmia, listen Hashem to the voice of Yehuda, to his confession, the fact that he confessed his sin, Ve'el Amoy Tivienu, and restore him, bring him back to his people. Shenemar le'inyan tshuva. That pasuk is also speaking about the tshuva of Yehuda. Shehizvadeh, who confessed his sin, he admitted his sin, v'shov b'tshuva, and he did a complete tshuva. Kamo Sham Razal, as the Gemara points out in Soita, page 7. Mi goram l'ruvein sheyoida. The Gemara asks over there, who's the one who inspired Ruvein to confess his sin? Yehuda. V'ruvein, Hu harishayin shehischil b'tshuva. K'moish Adam Razal. And we know that Reuven is the first one who started in tshuva, as the Medrash points out in Medrash Rabbah, chapter 84, Ato posachto b'tshuva tchila. You were the first one who opened up with tshuva, Reuven. Nimtza, we see from all of these psukim that we brought, sheposuk shma Hashem koil Yehuda, medaber b'tshuva. That this pasuk where Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Hashem, listen to the voice of Yehuda, is referring to Yehuda's repentance. Medaber b'tshuva is talking about tshuva. Sheyishma koil Yisrael. And the pasuk isn't only speaking about Yehuda, the son of Yaakov. The term Yehuda is Miloshin Yehudi, refers to the entire Jewish people. Sheyishma koil Yisrael, Hamechunim al Shem Yehuda. Moshe Rabbeinu said this prayer also for all of Klal Yisrael, that Hashem should hear the voice of the Jewish people who are referred to by the name Yehuda, v'yachzirein b'tshuva, and help us to do tshuva. U'be'elu hatevois shma Hashem, rimeis brocho l'shimoin, k'mo shepirush Rashi shom. And Rashi HaKadosh points out over there in Parshas V'zois HaBrocha, that in these words that Moshe Rabbeinu used, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shema Hashem Koel Yehuda, he was including Shimon. Because if you look over there, he does not give any bracha to Shimon. In Vezois HaBrocha over there in the beginning, he skips Shimon. But Rashi points out from the Gemara that he included Shimon in the bracha for Yehuda by saying, Shema Hashem Koel Yehuda. Nimtza, we see therefore, Sheshma Hashem, Bechinas Shimon, Hu Bechinas Tshuva. So Rav Nosson Zal says, I've shown you that those words, Shma Hashem, which refer to Tshuva, it refers to the confession of Yehuda, which is an example of Tshuva, and those words also refer to Shimon, thus the connection between Shimon, the second one of the Shvatim, and the Brocha for Tshuva Hashiveinu, the second bracha in Shmoin Esrei. V'alkein birkas hashiveinu keneged Shimoin. Now we move on to the third bracha. Slach lanu keneged Levi. The bracha where we ask Hashem for forgiveness, that corresponds to Levi. Sheheim halaviyim v'hakoyhanim b'nei Levi ho'oiskim b'avoydas beis hamikdash tomid l'chaper v'lesloyach avoyin Yisrael. This refers to the Leviyim and the Kohanim, who also come from Shevet Levi, who were involved in the service of the Beis HaMikdash constantly, which was all about bringing about a forgiveness for the Jewish people. Ki kol avoidas Beis HaMikdash v'korbonos hakol lechaper v'lesloyach avonos Yisrael. Because the majority of the service in the Beis HaMikdash and all the korbonos were brought were all about achieving an atonement and forgiveness for the sins of the Jewish people. So we have the connection there between Levi and Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatonu. Next, bracha number four. Re'eino Vonyenu Shehu Birchas Goyel Yisrael. The fourth bracha where we bless Hashem, the Redeemer of the Jewish people, Keneged Yehuda, corresponds to Yehuda. Shemimenu Yetze Moshiach Shehu Goyel Yisrael, Goyel Tzedek, from whom will come forth the Redeemer of the Jewish people, who is called the Goyel Tzedek. Refaenu, the fifth bracha, Keneged Yisachar, corresponds to Yisachar, Shehoyu Oiskim Batoira Harbe, who were known for their major study of Torah. Kemoshem Razal, as the Gemara points out in Yuma, page 26, Vahatoira He refuah lakoil. And we know the Torah is the ultimate cure for everybody. Kamesha Kosuv, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 3, Rifus Tehi Lesharecha, that the Torah will be a refuah. Next, the sixth bracha, Borei Choleinu, Shehu Birchas HaParnosa, the sixth bracha which refers to Parnosa, Keneged Zvulun, corresponds to Zvulun, Shehoyu Oiskim B'Prakmatio, Lahaspik Parnos L'Yisachar, Oiskim B'Toira. They were the ones who were involved in business in order to provide Parnosa for their brother Yisachar, who who are involved in the study of Torah. K'mo Shemazal, as the Medrash points out in chapter 99 in Chumash Bereishis. V'alkein heim tzrichen birchas haparnosa, and that's why Zvulun needed a special bracha for parnosa, because they took care of not only their own, but they took care of their brother, their partner, the one who studied Torah. Next, tka b'shoifor, shehu kibbutz nidochim, that bracha which speaks about gathering in all the people, all the Jews who have become distant from Hashem, k'may shekosuv mekabetz nidchei amo Yisrael, as we conclude that bracha, we bless Hashem who gathers in all the Jews who feel dejected and rejected and distant from Hashem, k'neged shevet Don, corresponds to the tribe of Don, Ayin besimen nun vov chelek aleph. Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look in Likutei Moran, the first half, chapter 56, where Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about Don, shehoya ma'aseif l'chol hamachnois digdusha. Don were the ones who traveled in back when the Jews traveled in the desert, and Don was the one who picked up all the stragglers, all the lost souls, all the people who had drifted away. Don was the one who gathered them up and brought them in. Shezeh b'chinas kibbutz nidochim. This is what that bracha in Shmon Esrei is all about, gathering in those who are dejected and rejected. Ki amole koyoroidev tomed achrei machnei don. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran that Amolek always pursued Don. They went after the tail of the Jewish people to try to attack over there. Don, who traveled in the back. Ki Amolek hu b'chinas pigam abris, b'chinas mikro laila rachmon olson. Because Amolek represents defiling the bris. Especially one of the major ways of that is chas v'shon mikro laila. K'mo shekosuv, as it says about Amolek, asher korcho baderech. He happened to come upon you on the road, and the sifsforim bring korchos miloshin mikre, mikre laila, that Amolek is the one who causes pigam abris. Shemishom kol hanidochim. And that's what causes all of the stragglers, all of those who get rejected from Klal Yisrael. It's brought about through pigam abris, through the wasting of seed, that kind of thing, which brings about these lost souls, as they refer to. Valze ikar hatfila. And this is what the main focus of our tefillah. Shashem yisborach yirachim oleinu v'kabetz nidochenu b'gashmias v'ruchnias. That Hashem should have pity on us and gather in all of those who have gone lost. B'gashmias, all those who have gone lost on a physical level, the Jews who have left the Jewish people on all sorts of levels, v'ruchnias, and all of the lost souls spiritually, all of these spiritual pieces that have gone lost as a result of sins like pigam abris. Dehainu sheyekabetz v'yosef l'toich machni Yisrael hakedosha kol hanitzutzos hanidochim al yidei pigam abris. Meaning that we're begging Hashem to gather in and bring back, to restore to the Jewish community all of those sparks that have drifted away through pigam abris. Shekol hatikun hazeh hu bebechinas machne don. Whereby this entire tikun is related to the tribe of Don, shehu makabetz uma'aseif l'chol hamachnois. Don was the one who gathered up all from all the different tribes, lahachnis kol hanecholim vanidochim l'toich machne Yisrael hakdoshe, to bring in all those who have straggled and fallen away and drifted away, to bring them back to the Jewish community, to the holy community. Nemtza, we see therefore, shemekabetz nidchei amo Yisrael hu keneged Don, that this broch of mekabetz nidchei Yisrael corresponds to Shevet Don. The Zohar Kodesh says, on that pasuk, Rav Nosson Zal quoted from Parsha Zohar, what we call Parsha Zohar, where we say, remember what Amalek did to you, asher korcho baderech, he attacked you when you just came out of Egypt, and the pasuk uses the word korcha miloshen keri pegama bris, and then it goes on to say vayizanev becho, and he attacked kol hanecheshalem achrecha, all those who were straggling behind. The word vayizanev is also miloshen zonav, the tail. That's where he attacked the back, the weaker ones. The word hanecheshalem, the Zohar Kodesh says, is made up of two words, nochosh and mila. Nochosh, the snake, is a nickname for the Satan, the Sidrachra. Mila is Tikkun HaBris, to show again that this is what Amalek, this is the essence of Amalek. Amalek is all about the attack of the nochosh, the ikra de yitzra bishal arayin, that the main thing that the nochosh, the Satan, the Yetzirah, tries to hurt a Jew in, is the area of Pegam HaBris, because he knows that if he hurts him there, then it'll affect everything. I've mentioned this in the past, but it pays to include it here. One of the things that I was privileged to see from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, that most people aren't aware of, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, in the Tefillah of Musaf, when the Chazan repeats the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, as he does on Shabbos, on Rish Chodesh, and on every Yontif, there's a paragraph in there, U'mipnei chato'enu golinu me'artzenu. Because of our sins, we were driven out of our land. V'nisrachaknu me'al admosenu, and we became distant from the earth, from our earth. V'ein anachnu yuchilim lalais, and we can't go to the Beis HaMikdosh. In many machzoirim, in most machzoirim, there's a tefillah there on bottom of the page, under Umupnei Chateinu, a tefillah that was presented by the Chido Zal. He didn't write the tefillah. He says he discovered this tefillah. He found this tefillah. It's a tefillah that's from the Kadmoinim, from earlier generations, maybe 1,000 years ago or more. And that tefillah is recited simultaneously while the Chazan is saying the paragraph Umipnei Chatoenu, we recite this tefillah. It's about the same size as Mipnei Chatoenu, maybe a little bigger. And that tefillah speaks all about Pegam HaBris, Chas V'Shalom. Any and all sins that a person could have committed in Pegam HaBris, begging Hashem to forgive us and to give us the privilege of restoring all the damage, all the defects that were caused by Pegam HaBris, to restore it. Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, when the Chazan would be saying Mepnei Chateinu, he would cover his head completely with the talus, because obviously this was a very special time. He didn't want anybody to see exactly maybe the level of intensity that he was saying that tefillah with. And he would say this special tefillah that's found in the Machzorim of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, under Umipnei Chateinu, that the Chazan repeats. In that tefillah, it makes reference to two names of Hashem that are associated with Tikkun HaBris and Pegam HaBris. One of the names of Hashem that's associated with Tikkun HaBris and Pegam HaBris is the Shem Beis Yud Tes, which appears in a number of different places. Beis Yud Tes is the first letters of a pasuk, Bizroyoi Yekabetz Tloim. With his arm, he gathers in the sheep. And again, this is a reference, kaviyochel, to Hashem gathering in. The sheep are the Jewish people. We're compared to a flock of sheep. Hashem gathering in those sparks of holiness, those Jewish neshamos, or particles of Jewish neshamos that have strayed, that have drifted far away, kaviyochel, Hashem gathering them in and restoring them. And again, it's this name of Hashem, Beis Yud Tes, that refers to this concept. We find this name of Hashem appears also, especially in the prayers where we speak about the Churban Beis Hamikdash, in Chatzois, in Slichois. We say, Habito, Hashem, look carefully at us, Ure'es Cherposenu, and see our shame, our embarrassment. This word habita, the Sforim bring, has this Beis Yud Tes in the middle, and the two hays, the hay in the beginning, hay at the end, which represent the two Shechinas, the upper Shechina and the lower Shechina, the two hays of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which again are affected most by Pegama Bris and Tikkun Bris, this Habito. There's another incredible place where this appears, which is appropriate for now. We happen to be in the 3 weeks now. Today is Chof Tammuz. We've started this three-week period where all of us are trying to think a little bit more about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, about the Churban of Yerushalayim, the Churban of Eretz Yisrael, the Golus, the exile that we're all in right now, trying to focus on that a little bit more. The Gemara in Gittin, which is one of the most outstanding Gemaras, which speaks about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and in fact in the Shulchan Aruch it says that on Tisha B'Av, one of the things that a person is allowed to learn and should try to learn is those stories in the Gemara there in Gittin, page 56, 57, 58, which deal with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. There's one place there in the Gemara where the Gemara says, and now let's tell you the stories of three major cities in Eretz Yisrael that were destroyed and what brought about their destruction. The three cities there are Beitar, Yerushalayim, and Tur Malka. Those are the three cities, if you'll take a look there. And the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that this is no coincidence. These three cities, Beitar begins with a Beis, Yerushalayim with a Yud, Tur Malka with a Tes, Beis Yud Tes. Again, the implication of this name of Hashem, which represents Tikkun HaBris, or Chas V'Shalom, when we desecrate it, Chas V'Shalom, it represents going against this name of Hashem, this special power. This is one of the names. There's another name of Hashem associated with Tikkun HaBris, which is Ches Beis Vav. Ches Beis Vav, which makes up the first letters of a pasuk, Chel Bola Vayikienu. Rabbein Azal quotes this pasuk in several places in his forum, most prominently in the final shiur that he gave in his entire life. Torah Tches in Likutei Moran Tanina, the Torah Tikkutei Chocha, the last Rosh Hashanah shiur that Rabbein Azal gave in his life, where he speaks very elaborately about this name of Hashem and about this pasuk. He speaks about the fact that the Sitrachra, the other side, when a Jew commits sins, or when a Jew does a mitzvah improperly with all kinds of defects, then the other side has the ability to swallow it. To swallow the person's sins, to swallow the person's mitzvahs. And this gives energy and strength and power to the Sitrachra. They swallow up this chel. Chel means an army, chel means power. They swallow up the power of the Jewish people and they draw strength from there. But Rabbeinu Zalok, there in the Kutimran speaks about the ultimate tzaddik, that there are tzaddikim who are on such a level that they have the ability to camouflage a tefillah, to make a tefillah of theirs look like din, look like a package of din, gevura, and when the other side sees gevura, din, they say, hey, that's ours, that's for us. They try to swallow that tefillah of this tzaddik. It gets stuck in their throat because that's a nuclear bomb that the tzaddik gave out, an incredible thing, which he shot with the intention of having the sitrachra try to swallow it. It gets stuck in its throat. And just like by a human being, when something gets stuck in the person's throat, sometimes the only way to dislodge it is by vomiting, by throwing up, by giving up food that they ate before, and that dislodges, that releases that blockage in the throat. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, sometimes the vomiting is so bad, when a person finishes vomiting up any food that's in their stomach, and they keep vomiting, now they start vomiting up their guts, the bile, mamish like their guts, spilling. And Rabbeinu Zal refers to this over there as the sitrachra being forced to regurgitate, to give back all the sparks of Kedusha, all the tefilois, all the neshamois, all the das that the sitrachra had swallowed up over a major period, forced to return that now. And that's what's meant in this pasuk, Chel Bola Vayikienu, that the sitrachra has the ability to swallow up this stuff, but Vayikienu, he's forced to be makey, to vomit it, to throw it up, to return it. This name of Hashem appears in that tefillah for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, And it appears also in this special bracha in the Shmon Esrei, this bracha that deals with the Mekabetz Nitcham Yisrael, gathering in those sparks that have become distant. There we say, V'kabtzenu yachad, me'arba kanfoi soretz li'artzenu. And some versions of V'kabtzenu yachad mehero me'arba kanfoi soretz. And some say, V'kabtzenu mehero yachad me'arba kanfois. In that version where the mehero is put before the yachad, if you'll take a look at the second letter of those words, yachad, me'arba, the yachad, it's a ches, me'arba, it's the beis, it's the middle letter, each time a middle letter, the yachad, it's the ches, me'arba, it's the beis, kanfois, kof nun vov, it's the vov, ches beis vov, that's where that name of Hashem appears in that bracha, because again, that name of Hashem represents the power to restore, to bring back all the sparks of Kedusha that have become distant, or become swallowed up by the Sidra Achra as a result of our Pegam HaBris, etc. So again, this is all included in this middle bracha, in this bracha in Shmoneh Esrei of Teka B'Shofar, where we beg Hashem, blow the shofar to herald Mashiach, the sones lekabetz geusenu, and give us the ingathering of the exiles, the kabtzenu mehero yachad me'arbagan, and gather us all in from all four corners of the world. We make, if you look in the sidurim of the Sfarim, most of the sidurim of the Sfarim specialize in pointing out these names of Hashem that the Arizal tells us. The Arizal and the Zohar Kodesh appear in the Shmoneh Esrei and in other places that have important bearing on what's going on in that part of the tefillah. Back to earth. The next bracha, Hashiva Shoifteinu Kevorishona V'yatzenu Keneget Naftali, corresponds to Shevet Naftali, because that bracha mentions Shoifteinu Mishpat, Hamelech HaMishpat. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Naftali ayola shlucha, Naftali is like a speeding deer, hanoisein imrei shofar, who gives forth beautiful words. Shehem imrei noim, this refers to the beautiful words of the Torah, levarer hamishpot v'ho'etzo al-mechoina, which clarify all issues of judgment, making a judgment, knowing which direction to go in. Eitza toivo, advice and judgment. Ukemavur b'medrash rabba seder vayichi, as we find clearly pointed out in the Medrash, Parshas Vayichi, chapter 98. The Medrash says there, on this pasuk, hanoisein imrei shofar, that Naftali gives forth the words that were given with the shofar blowing on Har Sinai, Shehem Meshaprim Amorim Shenitnu B'Shofar B'Trua, that Shevet Naftali specialized in beautifying the words that were given on Har Sinai with the blast of the shofar. The Medrash says there, At Moitzeh, you find B'Sho She'olu L'Kivro Es Yaakov Avinu, when the Jews left Egypt to go bury Yaakov Avinu, Bo b'nei Ches, the descendants of Esav came, lehisoyri mo'em ala kvura, to debate whether Yaakov Avinu should be buried there or not. They said, what do you mean? They said, our father is the Bechor, Esav is the Bechor, why should the... They said, what are you talking about? Our daddy bought the Bechor. They said, prove it. Prove it? We left our documents in Egypt. Tough luck, prove it. They said, okay, tough luck, watch. Naftali, go bring the documents. And Naftali had the power to run on water, the Gemara says. To run on water, to run on reeds. He was so fast. Verotz Naftali ka'ayola. Naftali ran like a deer. Vehavius ha'sefer mi'mitzrayim. And he brought the documents from Egypt. Veshiper al yodoi. And beauty was restored through. He was the one who beautified the situation. Upirish Hamatnas Kahuna, one of the main commentaries on Medrash Rabbah, which is the Matnas Kahuna, points out over there, Vishiper, what does it mean, Vishiper? Hishkit Hamarivo Shebeneyem. He put an end to the fight, to the argument that had ensued between the Jews and the Goyim over there. Va'ayin shom ba'matnas kohuna. Look further in the Matnas Kohuna there where he elaborates on this. V'ze b'chinas birur ha'mishpat. This is the whole concept of bringing forth justice, clarifying the justice. Shemashkit hamariva, which eliminates, which silences the debate. Shenase al yedei Naftali. And this is accomplished through Naftali. Shenoisein imre shofer. Shehem divrei Torah shenitnu b'shofer b'trua. Look how Rav Nosson Zal's knowledge, his vast knowledge of the whole Torah, Medrash Rab, everything, to bring together the different psukim, the different meforshim that show the connection between Naftali and the concept of Mishpat. Hashiva Shavteinu Kvorishayna. V'alkein Zohar Shofar Utrua. And this is why the Medrash there mentions specifically the shofar and the blowing of the shofar, shehu bechinas Rosh Hashanah, shehu yom shofar etrua, shehoz hu yom hamishpat. That's the day of judgment. So we see, therefore, that this brach of Shmoneh Esrei, which deals with mishpat, is associated with Naftali, who the pasuk says hanoisein imre shofar, who gives forth the shofar, the shofar. V'se bechinas uminaftoli sorim elef. And this is why we find also a posuk that says from Naftali there were 1,000 sorim, leaders. Kemuva ze posuk b'medrasham, and the Medrash Rabbah over there quotes this posuk. Kihem sorim shemoitzim umevarim hamishpat lakoil. They were leaders, meaning they were an authority. They had the ability to define justice, to declare justice, to judge situations. Kihem noisnim imre shofer levarer hamishpat voetza lahashkit hamariva. They give forth the words of they give forth the Torah in such a beautiful way to clarify the judgment and the advice, the direction, and thereby silence all debates and arguments. V'alkein hoshiva shefteinu kenega Naftali. That's why the brach of Shiva Shefteinu corresponds to Naftali. V'oz maschil alias hamalchus. Rav Nosson Zal says, and at that point in the Shmoneh Esrei is when we begin the process of elevating the malchus. Ki ikra hamalchus hu hamishpot sheyotzi mimenu. Because the essence of malchus is the justice. Malchus means government. What's the essence of government? To the authority that defines right and wrong, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. K'maisha Kosov, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, chapter 29, Melech b'mishpot yamideretz. The king, with justice, rules, you know, establishes the land. V'alkein maskirim bebrocha zoiz daiko shem malchus. And that's why in this bracha of Mishpat, Hashiva Shefteinu, we mention Hashem as king. K'maisha Kosov, as it says, Melech oyev tzedakah mishpat. The king who loves judgment. Ki ikar tikkun shleimus hamalchus ayidei mishpat. Because the main perfection of malchus is accomplished through mishpat. V'alkein mispalalim oz tekev birkas haminim. And that's why at that point we have the bracha v'lam al shinim al tisikva, the bracha where we ask Hashem to destroy the apikursim. Shelo yizgabru keneged malchus digdusha, so that they should not work against the kingdom of holiness. Hainu, the forces of evil, the apikursim, should not chas v'shalom bring about the downfall of the malchus of holiness. Hainu shelo yizgaber chas v'shalom hagadlus. As we learned in the previous year, this refers also to gaiva, the mid of gaiva, gadlus, shehu b'chinas minus v'avodah zarah, which is synonymous with atheism and idol worship. Bechinas Malchus Harishah. That's the concept of this kingdom of evil. Shelo Yizgaber Al Malchus Tigdusha. Now that we declare Hashem as King, Melech Oyev Tzedek Mishpat, right away we want to acknowledge that there's a Malchus, that is Sitrachra, that works against that Malchus of Kedusha. And we want to bring about their downfall. Shelo Yizgaber Al Malchus Tigdusha, Shehi Hatfila. That the Malchus of evil should not, Chas V'Shalom, challenge and try to overcome the kingdom of holiness, which is Tefillah. The Kanal, as we explained earlier. Now we move on to the next bracha. Ala Tzadikim, Keneged Yosef, Shenekor Tzadik. The next bracha, Ala Tzadikim, obvious. That corresponds to Yosef, who has this title of Tzadik, which the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the title of Tzadik refers specifically to Tikkun HaBris. Man Tzadik, man denot HaBris. The next bracha, V'lirushalayim, begging Hashem for building, rebuilding Yerushalayim, Keneged Binyamin, corresponds to Shevet Binyamin, Ki Yerushalayim Hoya B'chelkoi Shel Binyamin. Because when they divided up the land of Eretz Yisrael, in this week's Parsha, Parshas Pinchas, Binyamin is the Shevet that got Yerushalayim. Ki Yerushalayim hoyo b'chelkoi shel Binyamin. Next, the next bracha, Es Tzemach Dovid Avdecha, Keneged God, corresponds to Shevet God, Shemimenu Yetze Eliyahu, from whom comes forth Eliyahu Anovi, Shehu Yekarev Hagula. He's the one who's going to bring close. He's the one who's going to herald the coming of Moshiach, the Gula. The Kol Tzmichas Keren Yeshua Al Yodoi. And the whole bringing about, the turning on of the Gula, will be brought about through Eliyahu Hanavi. Ukamei Shekosu B'medrash, Perek Tzadik Tes, Seder Hanal, Le'inyin Don. And as we find in the Medrash Rabbah that we quoted earlier regarding Don, the Medrash says there, Kivon Shero Oysa Yaakov, that as soon as Yaakov saw Don, he said, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. He said that we hope for the Yeshua. And Yaakov Avinu said, Ein ze mevius hagula, that Don is not going to bring about the final Geula. He's going to bring about a minimum Geula through Shimshon HaGibor is going to come from him. But the final gula will be heralded elami God, from God. Shenemar, God gedud yegudenu, vehu yogud okev. Lo'oysoi shehubo be'ekev, referring to the one who is going to come towards the end of time. Ekev refers to ikvas of the Mashiach, the footsteps of Moshiach. When we'll hear the footsteps of Moshiach, where the Pasuk says, Hine anoichi sholeach lochem eselio anovi, I'm going to send for you, Elianovi, Shehu mi Shevet God. And Elianovi comes from Shevet God. Now we know that there are opinions on this. It's brought that Elianovi is Pinchas, this week's Parsha. Pinchas, the Zohar Kodesh says, Do Elio is Elianovi. And Pinchas was from Shevet Levi. Pinchas ben Elozar ben Aharon HaKohen, who comes from Shevet Levi. This is discussed in the Zohar HaKadosh, in other places, how Elianovi has a connection to both, to Shevet Levi, to Elozar ben Aharon HaKohen, and to God, to Shevet God. Hainu, she'ato onu mekavim rak lishuascha ayidei zera God. The pasuk there is referring to the lishuascha kivisi Hashem, which is written right next to, right before Shevet God, tells us that now we're waiting for the Yeshua that's going to be brought about through the offspring of God, Shehu Eliyahu, which is Elianovi, Sheyovoi Bekoroi V'Yevaser Hagula, who we hope will come very soon and give us the good news about the Gula. The Kanal, as we mentioned earlier. V'Alkein, Es Tzemach Keneged God, and that's why the broch of Es Tzemach David Avdechom Heres Hatzmiach, which speaks about the coming of Moshiach, is tied into Shevet God, because Elianovi, who comes from God, will be the one, Elyonavi, who comes from Shevet God, will be the one to herald the Geula. The next bracha, Shema Koileinu, Keneged Osher, Shema Koileinu corresponds to the tribe of Osher, Shenikra Al Shem Be'oshri Ki Ishruni Bonois, whereby the Torah tells us, the Torah mentions this pasuk that the daughters will praise me, referring to Osher. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki Kishashem Yisborach Shemea Tfilas Yisrael, that bracha Shema Koileinu, which refers to Hashem listening to our prayers, when Hashem listens to the tefillos of the Jewish people, Azai HaKoil Royen Milas Yisrael, then everybody sees the greatness of the Jewish people, V'HaKoil Ma'ashre Moisom, and everyone praises us, they laud us, that Loshon of Osher, Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ashre Yoishve Veisecho, Ashrei ha'om shekocha loy. Ashrei, praiseworthy, is the nation who Hashem treats like this. That Hashem accepts our prayers in such a way. Ashrei ha'om shehashem alekov. Praiseworthy is the nation who Hashem is their Hashem. And again, he shows that sheshomea tfilosom bechol korom elov. That Hashem listens to our tfilos whenever we call out to him. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says also, towards the end of the Torah, in Dvarim chapter 33, Ashrecho Yisrael, praiseworthy are you, the Jewish nation, Mi Kamoicha, who is like you, Am Noisha Bashem, a nation who is helped by Hashem. Sheshomea Tfilosom, Hashem listens to our Tfilah, Umoishiyam Tomid, and he helps us all the time. He gives us our salvation. V'alkein birchas shemea tfila keneged osher. And this is why the bracha of shemea tfila corresponds to the shevet of osher. Slicha. Anachnu maklitim hashir. Kol harash hazeh ala kaletet. Ata lo chashavta al zeh. בפעם הבאה, אפשר לקחת שקית בחוץ, להוציא דברים בחוץ, כדי שלא יהיה כל הרעש הזה. With this we conclude Halacha Hey. Rav Nosson Zal adds here, Hilchas Tfila Halacha Vov Nichleles Behilchas Birchas Hashachar Halacha Hey. That the sixth discussion on the topic of Tefillah Shmon Esrei can be found in Hilchas Birchas HaShachar, in the middle of Halacha Hey. There Rav Nosson Zal also delves into and gives an explanation regarding Tefillah, regarding Shmon Esrei. This next piece here is an appendix, sort of, a review of what appears over there in Hilchas Birchas HaShachar Halacha Hey, that represents the sixth discussion of Hilchas Tefillah. We'll take this up in the next shiur, Mitzvah Hashem. Any questions? Sure. Yes.